From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Snider reports for Columbia Green Media that a work by artist David Hammons, African American Flag 1990, is flying on the flagpole at Promenade Hill Park in Hudson for the second Hudson Eye Festival and the rest of 2020. Flag was raised August 25th and is one of five in the world, with other editions selling recently through the Phillips Auction House in New York City for $1,657,500 and $2,050,000. The Hudson Eye Festival includes installations on the streets of Hudson from August 27th through September 9th. Hammons, the artist, has lived in Hudson since 2001, according to a social media post by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, who is also a volunteer WGXE programmer. Johnson said, and I quote, "I am excited to work with Hudson Eye on this display. Not only am I excited about the history that will be taught about the origins of the flag, but also the level of progress in our city," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Zach Montalaro is reporting for Politico. A Democratic group focused on voting rights has found that Black and Latino voters are uncertain about voting by mail. In a series of recent focus groups conducted in Philadelphia and Las Vegas by iVote, Black and Latino participants said the experience of voting in person, and I quote, has been ingrained and they feel secure their vote will be counted, end quote. According to a report summary, the findings are bolstered by a pair of recent polls from the Voter Participation Center in partnership with Latino Decisions and the African American Research Collaborative, which showed that nearly two-thirds of Latino and Black voters prefer to vote in person because, and I quote, they believe their vote is more likely to be counted than if they vote by mail, end quote. The new research comes during a massive push for Democrats to urge voters to make their voting plan now so that they still turn out during the coronavirus pandemic, which has forced huge shifts in voting behavior. iVote researchers found that emphasizing the options available, telling people they could vote early either in person or via the mail, was the most effective messaging. In the focus group, Black participants felt especially strongly about voting in person. Voters in the focus group saw in-person voting as offering little opportunity for tampering or ballot loss, as well as a chance to immediately resolve any issues with their ballots. But panelists did express concern about in-person voting in the midst of the pandemic. And you can read the full story at Politico.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers August 24th approved a resolution in support of a state bill that would prevent the incineration of firefighting foam at a facility in Cohoes, Albany County. The firefighting foam, similar to the foam previously used at the county's firefighting training center in Cairo, contains PFAS, a group of man-made chemicals that includes PFOA, PFOX, Gen-X, and others. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroxyl substances, are contaminants that resist decomposition and accumulate in the human body. They have been linked to kidney and testicular cancer, thyroid disease, liver damage, preeclampsia, and other conditions. The measure passed by the county legislators supports a state bill passed by the Assembly and the Senate in June, currently awaiting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's signature. That measure prohibits the incineration of aqueous film-forming foam containing PFAS statewide. Another bill awaiting Cuomo's signature, sponsored by State Senator Brad Holliman and State Assemblyperson Pat Fahey, would eliminate PFAS from food packaging by December 31, 2022. The recent resolution follows the legislators' vote last month to enter into a retainer agreement with a Long Island law firm in the lawsuit filed against manufacturers of the firefighting foam used at the training center on Mountain Avenue in Cairo. The action was filed by the State Attorney General's office in November and identified Cairo as one of several locations in New York affected by PFAS. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Edward McKinley is reporting for the Times Union. A former student last week filed a lawsuit against the East Greenbush Central School District, alleging school officials conspired to allow a sexual predator to teach social studies at Columbia High School and that he used his position to prey on students. The suit accuses teacher Henry Kolakowski of abusing Robert Reese in 1979 and 1980 at the teacher's home, at school events, and even during classes at school. In 2007, Kolakowski surrendered his teaching license following an investigation by the State Education Department into his alleged sexual abuse of Reese and other boys. That probe was prompted after Reese went to the police. Reese is alleging the district and the high school, and I quote, acted in concert with each other, end quote, and I quote, concealed the sexual abuse of children by Kolakowski in order to conceal the failure to protect children, to protect their reputation, and to prevent victims of such sexual abuse by the teacher from coming forward, despite knowing that Kolakowski would continue to molest children, end quote. East Greenbush School District spokesman Mark Adams said the district has no comment on the lawsuit. Attempts to contact Kolakowski were not successful. The police chose to look into the matter in 2003 because Kolakowski was still teaching in the area. The police report states that as part of the investigation, Reese called Kolakowski on a recorded line and officers listened. During that conversation, the teacher admitted to some of the allegations. As a result, Kolakowski received an official reprimand in 2003, and he was allowed to retire in 2007. Reese brought the case against East Greenbush under the provisions of the Child Victims Act. The lawsuit alleges the district and high school officials, and I quote, knew or should have known that Kolakowski was sexually abusing Robert and other children at Columbia, end quote. You can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.